Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are talking about knowing God, about hearing His voice, testing His voice, and having that confidence that we are hearing Him for ourselves. We've talked before about how important and critical it is to not only know that you can hear from Him in emergency or you know how to hear from Him, but that you are confident in that you are hearing from Him 24/7. That involves a lot of different things going on in our lives being put in perspective, in their proper relationship. And what do I mean by that? And this is where we start talking about being available to the Lord, not only for His night visits, but for His day visits as well. Do we have a carved out place for God? Have we recognized that it takes effort to know His voice, to know Him? Or are we relying on what we know as a substitute for that? For instance, in a relationship, you can know how to be a great spouse. You may have read all the books and have seen how it's done, and maybe even thinking what a great job you're doing as a spouse. But guess what? You're not the one who gets to decide if you're a great spouse. Your spouse does. So, like with everything else, this is where we start. We ask the Lord, Lord, is there an area that you want to make yourself known to me in a new way? And odds are He's going to say yes. And we don't need to know what that area is. We just need to know that He has more for us than where we are now, than what we have seen, what we have heard, what we've experienced. He has more for us. When we talk about the Lord's night visits, what are we talking about? The Lord is always there. In our spirit, you are already communing with Him, communicating, receiving information, understanding, recognition. The full force of who He is already flowing in and through and to your spirit. But unless the barrier between your spirit and your soul is being torn down, there's that blockage between your spirit and your soul. Because of our normal routine, the way we usually conduct our lives, we have a tendency to be less aware of God's presence in our lives while we're conducting our own. Now, God gave you the life you have, the circumstances, but we all have 24 hours a day. We all have the same amount of time. Someone who has locked themselves away in a monastery isn't more likely to get closer to God in that awareness sense than a young mother raising four kids, taking care of the house, constantly busy, constantly maybe even working as well. There's no difference. Or a CEO running a business. Because we all have 24 hours a day. And when it comes down to it, what we have control over and what God wants us to take more control over is our time. Our time and attention. Those are the things that we have control over that we can give to God. There are things that we can do during the day, but very often our greatest opportunity is being available and learning how to respond to the Lord's night visits. And when we're talking about his visits, we're talking about a wide range of experiences we can have. We're not going to obviously get through many of them in a half-hour session. What I'd like to do, though, is provoke you to be aware that your greatest opportunity to know the Lord is when it's dark outside, at night. It's not about learning more, increasing your faith, becoming more active in your church. It's about being available, knowing how to respond, knowing his voice, in knowing God. What we very often turn back to is how simple it is and how we ourselves have made it complex. I was thinking about doctrine, about how so much of the focus of organized churches, especially in the Western developed nations, is all about doctrine. It's all about what we believe and how what we believe is different than what the church down the street believes, and how what we believe is better, and how what we believe is better for you, that what we believe can help you through your crisis or can help you do this or can, you know, unify the family or, you know, equip you to do the ministry or whatever. But that comes back to what we believe. And so the emphasis is on being clear about what you believe and about making sure that you can share what you believe. Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but God doesn't care what you believe. He's out to tear down a lot of what you believe. Because a lot of what you believe is what's keeping you from knowing him. And I know that's hard for so many of us because we have confidence in what we believe. We've studied or God has given us a revelation or we've sat under great teachers or maybe even that's our profession. Or our desired vocation to be in full-time ministry. And so we gather around our doctrines, what we believe. And even for this ministry, trying to put into words the central tenets of what we focus on. And yet, it's the simplicity of knowing God. And when it comes down to it, if what you're believing is drawing you into rest and healing and knowing God, knowing his voice, being able to hear his voice and distinguish his voice from all others, I don't care what your doctrines are. That's between you and God. God will correct our doctrines and beliefs. It's when we're so busy focusing on our doctrines and beliefs that we don't have time for him. That's when we're at odds with the way we're learning about him. And this is very often why the Lord intrudes at night. He'll intrude during the day. But very often, what are we fighting during the day? Very often, the way God gets our attention during the day is in those three areas we've talked about. Crisis in our financial life, crisis in our health, or crisis in our relationship. But if we can learn how to know him in the night seasons, all the rest of those take care of themselves. And why? Why is that so important? It's because we are the most, God finds it easiest to change our minds when we're asleep. So when we speak of, in general, when we speak of the Lord's visits, we're referring to the general ways in which the Lord makes himself personally known, either to our natural or our supernatural, our solical senses. It's always to draw our attention to him, not to the manifestation, not to, oh, look, God's visiting us. When we look at what's keeping us from the Lord's night visits, we find out what it takes to be available. And very often, it's not taking care of business during the day. Letting things get out of hand so that when we do go to sleep, when we try to turn our thoughts off, we're still thinking about all the things that have gone on during the day. So you'll probably find, as you start really looking at where you're spending your time, what you're believing, is the Lord having an opportunity to change your beliefs? You'll find that the Lord is much more active in your life during the night than during the day. Now, there are several reasons for this, and you may have some of your own. This is where you want to ask God. This is your training ground. This is your training opportunity. This is your boot camp. Your life is your boot camp. First, your body is less active, your body, your physical body. So it has less demands on your soul and on your spirit at night because it's not doing anything. So your soul is freer to respond to your spirit. Second, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions is less distracted by the cares of this world. And we've talked about the world system that are enemies of our solical life, the demands of the clock, those external and internal voices, and your soul's need to control. So the soul is more available to receive unconditionally what the Lord wants to share unconditionally. It's like a radio dial. During the day, there may be tons of, you know, even on a, you know, shortwave radio. When everybody's on the radio, all you hear is just tons of gobbledygook. When you go through the, you know, from one, you know, to another. When we are trying to, you know, go through the bandwidth and hear a single voice, there's just so much going on. But at night, everybody else has gone to sleep. So there's much fewer voices out there to hear. And that's the same with our soul. Our soul and our body are trained to quiet themselves at night. And we need to learn to take advantage of that. Also, our conscious mind is subdued. The Lord has a greater opportunity then to override and change or ignore the parts of our belief system that hinder his revelation during that opportunity. again, we are by habit already subduing our conscious mind, our thinking. We're trying to go to sleep, so we're trying not to think about things. Well, we can use that, and the Lord definitely uses that. You know, the Lord's already talking to you at night. You're just not aware of it. But also, the Lord likes to test us at night to see if what we've learned during the day is taking hold in our lives. So, looking at the prime time, looking at the evening, our rest period at night, and I'm kind of assuming that we're talking about those who actually don't work the third shift and have to work during the night. But what we're looking at is, what does the Lord do? How does he make himself known to us at night? Well, sometimes he just gives us a sense of need. You may wake up and just have a sense of need. Something's missing. What's going on? And this is just to increase your awareness of him. That when you wake up, or when you wake up in the morning, very often, as your awareness grows that he is speaking to you at night, your awareness will start to respond that, oh, wait a minute, something happened during the night. What was that? And he will bring it back to your memory. He will bring it up to the surface of your consciousness. So he will draw you at night. He will convict you at night of your misbeliefs, of decisions, direction you need, by the supernatural manifestations. He will be quickening your spiritual senses. He will make his presence known and real to you. You may hear knocking. You may hear him speaking to you, either internally or even externally. You may have that a song. You may have a certain phrase or a certain thought cycling through your mind that you can't get rid of. Very often, that's the Lord trying to get in touch with you, trying to draw your attention to him. There may be supernatural manifestations of supernatural beings, angels or even demons. There may be a telephone ringing or a doorbell or an alarm clock when it's not, doesn't really go off. A fire engine or a police siren. I've had where my garage door sounds like it's opening. I go down there, it's fine. Nothing's changed. Footsteps. You may even feel like somebody's waking you up or jiggling on your bed by a touch. But generally, when we start to recognize that odds are there's more going on when we're asleep surrounding us than during the day, and that we need to start taking full advantage of that wonderful opportunity to, again, to know the Lord, to hear his voice, to test it, and then have that confidence to act on what we're hearing. So if we're going to do that, if we are going to accept that the Lord wants to speak to us and treat those night seasons as an opportunity to make himself known to us, there are two things, two approaches we want to take. We are going to look at that time as a time of pursuing the Lord and a time of being pursued. So communing with the Lord. There's a time when God wakes us and a time when we wake ourselves. While our body sleeps, your spirit is already communing with your spirit, but your spirit is all Your spirit is already communing with God's spirit, but your spirit is also taking that opportunity to talk to your soul. So during that time is a great, there's a lot going on with the Lord in your spirit, changing your mind, quieting your emotions, and giving you direction without your being consciously aware. Things that during the day we'd probably argue with him about are readily accepted during the night. The result is that in the morning, or sometimes later, days, weeks, or months later, we realize that something has changed about that person, about that situation, about our relationship with God or with ourselves or others. Things become clear or easier. We are able to change our mind, give up our beliefs, because during the night, our spirit has been dealing with our soul. Now, this takes place anyway. It's taking place right now, even as we speak. But we want to be engaged in what God is doing. We want to be in that training camp with, shall we say, our soulical eyes wide open. We want to be engaged in what God is doing in our lives. For instance, we may wake up or all of a sudden realize, and this is really what revelation is. It's something God has revealed to us, but probably revealed a long time ago, and it just rises to the surface. We have a recognition of something that God has already revealed to us. And he most often reveals these things at night. We may have an answer to a situation that never occurred to us before. Or our mind or emotions toward a person may have changed without our even realizing it. You know, why doesn't that guy bother me anymore? You know, what he says really doesn't matter anymore. Or we see them in a different light. Very often, God does his greatest and fastest work as we sleep so that he is not interfered with. Since waiting for him and cultivating quietness are engaging with the Lord in his purposes, there will likely be an increase in responses in this way. So as we have given God the opportunity to release his healing, his strength, and his understanding, his revelation in his ways and of his ways, according to his time, he is going to take that opportunity more and more. So as you go to sleep tonight, be remembering God is going to talk to you. Just that recognition, that awareness, will speed up the process. Unless you don't want to hear from him. And that's something he's going to deal with you about as well. And this is very often why those things that are going on during the day are going on during the day. It's because you are resisting him in what he wants to do with you. And really, you're not resisting him, you're resisting your own spirit. God cannot be resisted. This is part of our belief system that we need to change, to think that anything goes on in this world that is not his purpose and his plan. Yeah, there's evil, but God created evil. There's terrible things that happen. But we've all signed up for this. This is part of our training opportunity. And he doesn't, he's not there to keep you from trouble, but to learn, to teach us how to learn how to overcome trouble, how to solve it ourselves. For instance, we're going to get into praying and how we have a tendency to pray for God to do this and that when he has given us the authority. We are the ones who tell the mountain to be removed. You shall say to this mountain, be removed, and it shall be removed. It's your authority. What mountain in your life needs to be removed? But it's so much easier to just put it in God's hands. And he's like, no, I put it in your hands. And every time, no, God, you put it, you know, it's your problem, it's your responsibility, I can't do anything. And he says, yes, you can. And these are some of the things that the more we straighten them out during the day, the more he heals us and changes us at night. And then the more we are able to make changes during the day and receive him more clearly and personally during the night. And that cycle continues. In a sense, if you want to know God and you give him any opportunity, he is going to draw you closer and closer and make himself more and more real to you than you could possibly imagine. But it will cost you. Because all those things that you thought were satisfying are going to fall by the way. You'll be fine with that, but others may not be. So be prepared for that. But then there will also be, there will likely be an increase in times when the Lord will wake you up to be with him so you can be aware of his presence, aware of the changes he's making. Though he deals with each of us according to our own particular situation, just being expectant regarding his visits will make you more aware of those visits, of his approach, of his desire. So when he does come for a visit, you will know how to respond. Some of the ways the Lord will announce his visit through supernatural manifestations we've just talked about, the knocking, an internal song, footsteps, a strong odor or fragrance, or arising, just, you know, something waking you up and just having that sense of his presence. And again, we test it and make sure it's him. And we know how to deal with it if it's not. And often the way in which the Lord wakes you up, you'll know what he's waking you up about, whether it's he just wants to be with you or whether there's an emergency he wants to talk to you about. So the Lord himself will teach you the meaning of his approach. And you'll begin to just know. And then what happens is during the day, you'll have that same sense, and you'll know, okay, during the day, the Lord wants to speak to you. You'll be in a meeting or something, or doing dishes or whatever, and he will rise up that same way, or you'll feel that same presence, or sense that same song rising up, and you'll know then how to respond and to respond. Now, there's a lot of times when we can't just drop everything. And we learn to protect his presence, and we make a beeline as soon as we have an opportunity. We sort of like that, write that down at the top of our to-do list. The next time we have that 5 minutes, we're going to go into a private place and ask the Lord, what is it you wanted to speak to me about? And then there's seeking the Lord at night, making an effort out of our own desire to know him, to ask him to visit. So before going to bed, we simply ask the Lord to visit us. Lord, if you want to speak with me tonight, that would be all right with me. Lord, don't let me miss you. If you want to talk to me, with me being aware, if you come, Lord, and if you want to talk to me, don't let me sleep through it. This takes discipline, though. Because a lot of things we do to get to sleep, we need to change. We need to stop watching TV or reading a book or what are we thinking about before we go to bed. So we need to prepare ourselves before we prepare ourselves. Get our day sewn up before we even go to bed, knowing that our bedtime is valuable to God. So we'll... If you've got any questions, As always, drop me a line at diane@weCanPrepare.org, and we'll be continuing, as always, talking about knowing God, some practical and some encouragement, hopefully, so we can all learn to know his voice better and make every effort to utilize the opportunities God gives in each one of our lives to know him more clearly, to be free, to be healed, and to be learning to rule and reign day to day on this earth now. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.